No, letters.
That's very handsome one. And the one I love to tell you, because I mean, somebody, and like Margie, even said, gosh, you look so great. The white shirt and the tie, the gray suit. It really was. Like the lighting, everything was just perfect. Yeah, there were a lot of comments on it. Phoebe said that he and Bob were and that he just thought you looked absolutely wonderful. And he was very pleased with the way you handled it. And talked about the prize.
Did you talk
And Bob was with him. He said, you might just force me, you know, laughing. You might force me to go over a Walker cake, stuff like that. He also said that he felt that all, you know, he might have gotten a little chilled last Sunday because the pool was so great, but it was a little cool. And he thought your voice was last weekend, but you started coming
over. Yeah, well, whatever it was. That is unfair. There are women lawyers. They are members of the ADA. One of them should be a
between times.
It's good.
Because there'll be another time, they can really...
Build somebody up.
Yeah. In fact, someone I know, and there's someone called late this day, and he's a nut on either end.
Oh, no. Eva's a nice woman, but she could never, never, never be a...
She's a liar.
I know it. No, she's got...
Because she's on the CAC committee, I mean, worked for the CAC.
There are too many, that's what I mean, there are too many problems, I know her very well.
I have a letter I want to show you too that came to you. I'll give you some FYI for you, but we've been from that second week, me, Percy.
I'm not gonna look at this letter.
He wrote a letter, he got here around 5:30 or 6 last night, before he knew who the choices were, he...
Objected to them.
Well, just saying that you had talked with him in your office, saying that we're looking forward to this helping out or something, you know, along. And that, he just, and that you had said there wouldn't be any, Supreme Court appointments hurt or something like that. And he said, now it looks like there might be. You know, I came close to pick up a phone call and saying, well, he really annoys me when he does stuff like that. It arrived, handwritten letter, it arrived at
work
to me.
Went down and did his goddamn thing out there in Chicago, everything.
Well, you know, and I
don't tell me how that letter is going to be responded to.
Oh, no.
The trouble is, all the people around here are the answer.
I'm not going to let anyone speak to us.
No, just file a letter. File it, and don't tell anybody we got it either.
No.
And
I just think you might...
Our people are so stupid, they want to respond to everything.
Oh, they sent to me. But, you know, and I think Henry was very embarrassed because Joe told me that Henry arrived, and of course Henry doesn't want to do a straight-out political thing.
Yeah.
Do you know, that was a big $100 plate dinner or something like that, and it was a, you know, it was a big crowd. And Henry did a good job. He even said, well, Chuck had asked him to come out for, or I suppose he said Senator, had asked him to come out for a few, you know, his close-in friends, and then he got there, and it was a big political meeting. Joe said he felt sorry for him.
Percy asks for everything and gives nothing, and he's just, on that one, I just finally forget it.
You know that Negro woman that I mentioned there? I think I'll put that woman and her husband on a dinner, one of these dinners coming up. We meet Negroes all the time for those dime dinners. Is that all right, or would that be embarrassing?
I don't give a damn.
Okay.
You know, I don't care what's going to the dinners.
No, I know you don't, but I don't want